Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. And today we're talking about how to break free from your narcissistic mother's abuse. How can we break free from a narcissistic mother and her toxicity and all the pain that is causing you? Some of you may ask, can we even break free at all? Or are we stuck with this pain forever? And that's a good question. For so long in my life, I was pretty sure I could never be free from the pain of what had happened with my narcissistic mother. But that has changed. And this is why I wanted to do this episode. You can break free from your narcissistic mother and from the pain. And today I want to share with you how. But first, what does breaking free even mean? Does it mean setting boundaries? And you could be like, oh, but I've set loads of boundaries. Does it mean setting more boundaries? Does it mean going no contact? Change country like I did? Go to the moon so she can't reach you? And it may become possible soon. But that's not the solution. This episode is not only for those who decided to go no contact and move country and put a lot of distance, but also for those who, for different reasons and personal choices, are still in contact with their narcissistic mothers, and also for all the ways in between. Breaking free is more than setting boundaries. It's more than putting physical space and distance between you and your narcissistic mothers in some way. And it's not that that's not valid, but we'll see in today's episode that that actually does not truly mean breaking free. There are two ways we can look at breaking free from your narcissistic mother: external and internal. An external freedom and an internal freedom. In the first case, in the external freedom, we look like we're breaking free on the outside. This means you may have more boundaries set. You may have taken back that spare key from your mother so she can't get into your house uninvited anymore. You may have blocked her on your phone or just been very specific as to when she can ring you. You may have stopped inviting her on holidays with you. You may have done hours of therapy to tell the story again and again of what you've been through with your mother and so on. You may have told your friends and your partner the situation with your mother and got their support. You may have done a lot of other things I have not even mentioned here, because the list would go on forever, that required a lot of courage from you. And I truly honor you for all of it, for all that you've done so far. Because any of the things that I've mentioned, and again, the list can go on, require courage, a lot of courage. And they are effective things to put into place. Now, if you're listening to this and you're at the beginning, you've only found this podcast and you're like, but I've not done any of this. And you're looking, you're beginning to look into how to break free from your narcissistic mother. That's okay too. Even by being here, listening to this podcast, you are already taking a courageous and potent step for yourself in breaking free. So back to all the things that you may have done. It's all great. But I want to ask you, because this is what happened to me, and I see it happening with clients all the time. How free do you truly feel? Is that underlying feeling of anxiety truly gone? How's your sleep? Because that's a really good indicator of where we are in life. How are your relationships? Is your mother's voice in your head gone? Or is it still there despite the distance and the boundaries and the therapy? And if these questions are like, you're feeling like, God, that's the anxiety's still there. Damn, I sleep like crap. My mother's voice in my head, sure, that's there all the time. My relationship patterns, oh boy, that's an intense topic. I am no contact. I've set a lot of boundaries. I've done all this work, but those things are actually still there. And I get it. I had done everything I could possibly do externally. For years, literally, I had done so much to the point I'd moved country. Like I put most of Europe's continent between myself and my mother. I had set boundaries to the point that I went no contact and all of that. And yet I was still not free. Anxiety was gripping me all the time. And when I say all the time, I actually really mean all the time. You know, even when you're doing that lovely yoga relaxation and you're still hovering 3 or 4 inches above your mat, that was my experience. Even in the most so-called relaxed moments, I was still anxious. I was less anxious, but anxious. And then when it would hit me full whack, well, then that was a different story again. That was there all the time. Grief was lying at the bottom of my stomach like a beast ready to take me down any moment. It was always there. I felt lonely all the time, even despite being with my loved ones. It didn't matter how close they were. I was feeling lonely. I felt a constant lack of motivation. My relationships pattern, oh my God, it's not even worth talking about. If you want to hear about that, you can go to the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast that I am hosting alongside my husband, where we do talk about relationship patterns and we do talk about how to support yourself in relationship. So that's a topic for another podcast. But of course, my mother's voice in my head was holding me back from life and was there all the time, despite the miles and miles of distance. So if you're experiencing any of that, your version of that, I want you to know that I get it and that you're not alone in this. This is what happens when we address everything externally and then we stop there. Because when we do the external work, life does change a bit and it does feel better. I mean, it feels better to be anxious. To me, it felt better to be anxious miles away from my mother than it felt actually being stuck in the house with her and getting her abuse every day on repeat. So yes, there was an improvement and that felt better. Setting boundaries gives you, whether you go no contact or not, this is not the point. And again, you know, when you're listening to this podcast, no contact is such a personal choice and is not the only solution to having a narcissistic mother and breaking free from the pain of having a narcissistic mother. So this is not about going no contact, but like no contact or in contact, you set boundaries, you do all of that, we do that work, and there is an improvement. There is an improvement. So it is quite natural to kind of stop there, because it takes a lot of energy to do those things. It takes a lot of courage. And once we've done that, we're like, okay, you know, we're done. we arrived. We've done it. And yet, the deep patterns that are not your fault, you didn't put them there, but they are there in your system, are still there. Miles of distance do not erase the pain that we carry inside. Do not erase the patterns of our nervous system. They do not rewire our pattern. They can create a safer, like that distance and the boundaries and all of that create a safer environment. So that external work is really important. But it's not where it all ends. And this is why this work, what I'm going to talk about today, that internal work, because we've spoken about the external work, the external freedom. Now we're going to talk about the internal freedom. That's where the juicy stuff is. That's where the real freedom really is. It's such an essential work and it's still effective even if your mother has passed away. I've seen it with clients all the time. Because the patterns are still there inside your own nervous system. So even if your mother is away, or even if she's passed away, it still works and it's still important work to do. So this is the internal work. There's a story inside of you. And I'm not talking about the story on repeating your head, because that's also a story. And that's an unhelpful one most of the time. I know if I let my mind go loose unchecked, very often the story that would come by default was not a very helpful one. So, but this is not the story I'm talking about. The story I'm talking about now is a story stored in your tissues, in your body, in your nervous system. And of course, it is fueled by thoughts, as the mind does its best to cope with this internal tissue story. And also, it's through the opposite. The story that's in our tissues, that's in our nervous system, fuels the thoughts. So if you're finding yourself with this voice in your head that's unhelpful, that's telling you how not good enough you are, how you have to please others in order to be loved, how you don't deserve anything good in life, how you're a failure to begin with, and all whatever version of that you have in your head, know that yes, that story does have an impact on your tissues, but the story that's stored in your tissues is fueling those thoughts that are constantly in your head. And that's actually, that second direction of influence is the most important one. Because what's happening in our body creates literally the thoughts that are in our head. And that's why when we go, oh, you know, to feel better, just control your thoughts, it's not really going to work. That's why a lot of, you know, mind positivity and doing the whole positive affirmation things and just staying in that realm of just the mind, it has a place and it can work to a degree, but it's not actually going to work to break free completely like we want to. The actual real breaking free and live the life that you want to live fully, no more of that underlying anxiety all the time, no more of that voice in your head. It's because we need to do the work in the body, that story that's stored in your tissues, that's the one that's causing the thoughts. So when you try to stop the thoughts, what you're doing is you're putting a patch on it. The thoughts are a symptom of what's happening in your tissues, of what's stored in there. And you may say, but I was in therapy. I told my story and I feel like I could let go of it. And that is great work. And again, it has its place. And yet it is not enough. I give you the example of the sexual abuse that I experienced when I was a child. I got to a point that I could tell that story again and again. I was fine. I could tell the story to anyone, really. I got to a place where I could just say, that's what happened to me. Da-da-da-da-da. That's it. So I thought it would not affect me anymore, you know. I've done the work. I told the story. I've learned to talk about it. I am so free of it. Until, and this is where it gets interesting, I did some work on intimacy with my husband. And my body started uncontrollably shaking. What was that about? I was in a certain vulnerable position in front of my husband, which brought back those implicit memories of my body. It wasn't even the memories, because I actually have very little actual memories of the experiences of the sexual abuse. Thanks God, that's a protective way that our system copes sometimes with things that were very intense. But my body remembers. And it doesn't matter how many times I tell the story, until I did the work to actually somatically support my body to release those memories, those memories were really impacting my intimate relationship. And not only that, because that was only one little bit. So the story remains stored in the body and it cannot be let go of just by telling it. Actually, there is a whole world in your subconscious, a world of stored memories in your body that your mind is not even aware of. That's why we call them implicit memories. The explicit memories is, you know, I remember I went to get an ice cream on such a day and I got chocolate and vanilla. That's an explicit memory. You remember you've done that thing. An implicit memory is something you don't remember with your mind. You don't remember that thing. Or maybe you have a version of that memory in your explicit memory storage. But there is a version and there is an implicit memory that is stored in your body. And that, although you're not aware of it, completely rules your life on all levels, mental, emotional, physical. And these stories determine how you relate to others, how you relate to your work, how you parent your children, how you speak to yourself, and so on. And the state of your nervous system, you know, that underlying anxiety we were talking about, that incapacity to actually have a good night's sleep, because there's always this something in the background that's keeping you awake all night. That is all fueled by those subconscious stories that are stored in our body. They have an impact on every aspect of your life and you don't even know it because they live in the subconscious. And so with these stories stored in your body, stored in your subconscious, stored in your tissues, you can get now how the external work, the boundaries, the no contact, the therapy, and all of that gets us to a certain point. But it doesn't actually get us to break free. And we're still, I've had so many clients saying this, actually really asking me this question. When we get into the one-on-one container of the program, they're sitting in front of me and they go, will I ever be free of this? And the answer is yes, actually. Doing a certain type of work, you will. Because I thought I would never be free of that. And it's a process, and it's a process that goes on. It's not that it happens overnight. And we find new layers all the time, but we get to actually be free of the layers that we unearth and that we work with. We actually get to be free of those. We get to a point where your mother's voice is not anymore dictating your life from inside your head. You get to the point where the things that trigger you all the time, that make you not want to leave the house, or that make you behave like a people pleaser, like constantly wanting to do things for others because otherwise you're not going to be loved, and all of those patterns, we get to be free of those. You get to actually just be in a relationship because it's beautiful to be in that relationship and not because you have to do whatever you do in relationships. Like my relationship patterns, as I said, the He Wants, She Wants marriage podcast is where you're going to hear a lot about that, because that's what it is, a podcast on relationship. And the reason why we started that podcast after doing this work with mother wounds is because it's the next natural step. Relationships is where, I mean, all this trauma of having a narcissistic mother, it all impacts how we relate to others in some way. And this can be in romantic relationship and in all relationship. But of course, romantic long-term relationships are the ones where your patterns are going to be more obvious. They'll come out the most. Whether you're the anxious type, whether you're avoidant, whether you're like me and you're a mix of both, because I wanted a bit of both. Whether you are a people pleaser, or whether you are the one that controls the relationship, or whether you're afraid of relationships and you're not like actually even going near them, and whatever other shade of it. All of that is what we get to break free from when we do the internal work. The process of breaking free from your mother, from your narcissistic mother, and from the pain she caused you is not complete. So, as we said, with just the external aspect of it. You could be no contact and be still completely caught up in the story your body has stored inside. In the same way as you could still be in contact and feel quite free when you've dealt with your inner story, when you've done the internal work. Now, this is not an invitation to say that you need to stay close to your mother. You know, that this work is so that you can be close to your mother. You know that I think I've done an episode on the fact that this work is not so that we can tolerate her abuse more. We're not doing this inner work. We're not putting all this energy into ourselves so that we can tolerate her shit more. This is not about that. So whatever your level of boundaries, there's value in it. Whatever your level of contact, that's your personal choice. All of that is still very important. I have no interest in going back in contact with my mother, no matter the amount of internal work I'm doing. It's like, it's fine as it is. So the abuse would just keep coming because, yes, I can do all the work, but she has done no work and taken zero responsibility from her part. I've done an episode just a couple of episodes ago about what is actually the one thing that, whether your mother is narcissistic or not, it's the measure of how safe it is to be in a relationship with her, is if she can take responsibility for herself. If she can, there is a hope. If she can't, well then, that's really not a person worth having a relationship with. So that's that. But it is important to understand that as long as those parts of you which have suffered because of your mother do not get addressed internally from a body and nervous system perspective, you can never be fully free. How can you be free from a story you don't even know it's there? Because that's the thing. You could be listening to this and go, not me, I'm fine. I don't know what you're saying. There's no story stored in my tissues. Look at me go. And that's okay. And yet, I refer back to the questions because I was saying that. I'm actually having a laugh with you, not at you ever, never at you, but with you, because I was saying that. I was saying, I'm fine. Should have done the work. I'm sorted. Look at me go. Until we refer back to the questions above. How are the anxiety levels? How are your energy levels in general, your motivation? How are the people pleasing patterns and maybe the perfectionism patterns going for you? How's your sleep? How's the fatigue? How are your relationships? How's the parenting going? And we can go on, because when we start actually looking at these things and we go, so these things are not going bad just because I'm a bad person, or just because I'm incapable, or just because there's a whole bunch of external circumstances that are out of my control that I can blame all day. No. Those things are not working for you because there's still that inner internal story stored in your tissues that from back in there is completely dictating your life. All of those things not working for you the way that they could be working for you are all signs that the patterns in your body are still going on about the old story, because they can't actually stop that until we rewire the system. It's not that your body and your tissues are stubborn and want to hold on to that story. They're doing a great job, because the tissues store that those implicit memories for to protect us from ever going through that pain again. From a biological perspective, like literally, our tissues just take on the memories. Okay, there's been this situation happened and this is the reaction in the body, so we need to make sure that we don't get caught in the same. But the way that then that manifests in life is that we get triggered quite a bit by a lot of stuff because of this inner story that's still going on. Have you noticed, for example, that any person that reminds you a little bit of your mother's behavior triggers the crap out of you? It did happen to me all the time. Anyone that would, like, they could have similar features, they could have a similar way of talking, a similar energy, a similar way even of, I don't know, dressing. And my system would get triggered immediately. I sometimes wouldn't even know what. And I was like, ooh, this person. And that person had done nothing to me. But it was just that implicit memory. It was like, whoa, stay away, because the body doesn't know the difference. And it's like you're back in front of your mother yet again. Hence, a lot of us, a lot of daughters of narcissistic mothers, are really uncomfortable with other women and struggle to have friendship with other women. Not all of us, but a lot of us, yes. When I was running the community and the women's circle, one of the biggest fears was of the women coming in was, oh my God, I'm going to be in a space with other women. That feels so unsafe. I want to, but I'm scared. Yes, because your implicit memories of women are all represented by your mother, who was not a safe person to be around and who's hurt you. That makes perfect sense. So again, until there's no rationalizing your way out of it. Until we go into the tissues and until we work with that somatically, we're not going to be fully free. What is deep in the subconscious can't be healed until we bring it to the surface. And does that mean more talking about it? Nope, not really. As I said, you can talk about it forever. That's not going to cut it. It means addressing the nervous system in a way that is effective to gently rewire the system. Meaning we become aware of the patterns and then through some somatic work, and some specifically guided work, we rewire the system. It's like you have all these roads that you've traveled all the time. And you want to stop traveling those roads, those habitual ones, and open up new ones. And this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but that is the work. And this way, you can truly break free from your narcissistic mother's control and from the pain she has caused you, and from the pain that this story that's stored in your body is still causing you. Any other way, that pain will follow you, and it will keep dictating your life. And I'm not being negative, it's just the way it works. I can't afford not to be direct on this, because that is actually the way this works. And I always told you in this podcast, anytime I try something and I see that it works, I'm going to bring it. Because it's so important. There are amazingly powerful ways to work somatically with the body to release the story you carry once and for all. It doesn't have to be there. And it does not matter the level of contact you have and decide to have going forward. The work, this work is for you. And it only needs you to be there for yourself in order to have an effect. Of course, with the right support. Because you don't have to do this alone. Alone, without the guidance, without knowing what things to do, we're not going to break free from it. But with the right support, yes, you can. And this is why I'm actually currently creating a course that you can do at your own pace that is going to be dedicated to this work, to really free your body and your system on all levels from this story that you've been carrying that's dictating your life, to break free once and for all. So if you're interested in hearing more about this course, which is coming, it's not finished yet, it's a work in progress. I'm really putting all the best stuff that I do share in my program and that I've used with clients up until this point, and I keep on using in this course for you so that you can access it and you can really just break those patterns once and for all. So if you're interested in hearing when it comes out, sign up to the newsletter. The link is in the description of this episode. And by doing that, you're going to receive information when the course comes out. Okay, so I think that's it. Again, I want to remind you, if you're in a relationship and you want to break those patterns within the relationship, head to the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast. Go listen to that. I host that with my husband and we talk all things relationship in there. And with that, I'm going to send you much love. Bye for now.